Several major cities are considering whether to pay for sports stadiums that, taken together, would cost billions of dollars. Indianapolis, Washington, and New York have all been debating the price of new stadiums. Commentator Frank DeFord says these decisions involve more than money.
The argument is invariably about money, which is natural, but to some extent diversionary. People who don't think municipalities should finance stadiums that profit filthy rich owners invariably bring up competing demands for public money, emphasizing the needy. Education, hospitals, and hot lunches for orphans. The age-old bread or circuses. People who love sports trot out the argument that constructing stadiums produces jobs and then, once the games begin, lifts the economy of the whole area. I suppose the same arguments were made in the Middle Ages when great cathedrals were going up. And like it or not, what are stadiums and arenas but the temples of our age? If you weigh games directly against public charity, no stadiums could ever, in good conscience, be built with tax dollars. But then neither could parks or zoos or museums or concert halls. Sometimes we simply must value the whole common weal above the individual common man. Certainly, I think the most compelling argument in behalf of building stadiums is psychic, not financial. But what stadiums do, what games do, is foster community, which seems even a more tenuous challenge in these days when we are so fragmented. What brings our disparate selves together better than sitting next to those who share little with us except the devotion to the home colors? Hooray for our team! Of course, that sweet sentiment is somewhat undercut these days when, in fact, a major reason for the construction of many new stadiums is to build a goodly number of so-called luxury suites, where corporate bigwigs, their clients, and other swells are sequestered in ornate bungalows, there where they can be carefully insulated from the vulgar hoi polloi. In many respects, Broadway theaters and opera houses present the day a more democratic aspect than do sports stadiums. Now, how's that for irony? Then, too, there are stadiums here and there are stadiums there. Los Angeles, for example, has shown no inclination to build a new football stadium in order to lure back an NFL team. However, middling cities like Baltimore, Jacksonville, and Charlotte far more need the cachet that NFL membership bestows. Build it, and we will come up. Certainly, too, an arena which can host all sorts of events besides sports is a more defensible investment than any stadium, and a baseball park with more than 80 dates can surely be justified over a football stadium which hosts only about 10 games a year. But there is no pat answer. Ultimately, each community must decide whether fun and games, which are unimportant of themselves, are important enough to the spirit of that community.
Those are the comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday, even though we haven't built him a new studio. He's at member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.